My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is on the phone with his scammer, Belinda, and he lays down his heart, his soul, and then the law to her. Does she care? Listen and enjoy.
You got no idea who I've been working with, what I've been doing, the trouble I'm in, because I love you, and all this shit is going down. So if you want to be out of my life, that's fine. You can do that. But it isn't because I didn't love you and didn't try to make your life better. You need to know that.
No, I don't want you out of my life. I want you.
Well, you got a funny way of showing it, girl.
I know.
You know, I mean, you won't even have me on your regular Facebook page because I'm like some type of stupid pet or something, making me feel like crap like that. You take down all your pictures on the other page. You're schizophrenic. One moment you love me, the next moment you hate me. This is some type of sick, weird thing that's going on. You know, and all I wanted to do was to be there for you and maybe have a family with you and build a better life. But you're just going, like, off the reservation, and you are friends with some very bad people. You know, I always held you separately, and I tried to help those bad people because I used to talk to Mavis. I thought maybe Mavis would change, but she couldn't change, could she? You tell me to forget about it? I hate that bitch. That's how I really feel. And I don't hate anybody, but I hate her for what she did to my friend, for how she lied to him, and how she filled your head with lies. I hate Mavis Mills. You can't go around playing with people's hearts and think it doesn't affect people. It's not right to lie to people. You and I got past that, but not everybody does. It's wrong. Is that who you keep friends with? People like that?
Hello. Hello.
Really, calm down. I need to be calm.
Okay.
You are...
Yeah, I'm calm because this is real. This is real. It's hard to be calm. This is how I feel. You know, it's real easy to pretend, you know, that everything's okay when you're sitting behind Facebook or if you're pretending you're somebody else. But I lost a good friend. There's a dead cat now. And this shit's real. And my girlfriend doesn't want to be my girlfriend most of the time. So how about that? She wants to take down all her pictures. So, yeah, this is real. This is real pain. I was in this for real, Belinda. I don't know about you anymore, but my feelings were real. And you said mine weren't. You said I was being insincere, and that really hurts. I'm going back to writing porn, not because I like to. I'm a comic. That's what I want to do. But I'm going back to writing porn because you tell me how bad things are for you, and you need money. So I go to that, and that doesn't mean anything. Because really, it's all about the money, isn't it, most of the time? It's just about the money. I was going to marry you.
It's not about the money.
What?
It's not about the money, but it's really bad.
It's not about the money?
Yeah.
So what's it about, Belinda, in your own words, without a pause, as you reflect?
If it's about the money, I would have left a long time.
Well, have you read your recent Facebook posts? Have you read what you've written to me lately? Wow, your sister sure does have a deep voice.
Hello, I can't hear you.
I said, have you read what you've written to me lately? Because it sure does seem like it's about the money a lot of the times. And I got to tell you, I'm a little hurt that you don't even care that my friend is dead.
Or the cat.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, when you went to see Rita's father when he died, I felt your pain. I was sad for you and for Rita, and you just dismissed the fact that my close friend is dead. You're like, well, forget about it. I can't forget about that. That's on me. That's on you. We're the one who hooked them up. We did that.
What have I done? Mary.
Yes.
Hello. What have I done?
What have you done? Is that what you've asked me?
I'm sorry for your loss. I never knew a Richard has passed away.
Well, what do you think happens, Belinda, when we play with people's lives and emotions? What do you think's gonna happen? Is it really that surprising? The guy was fragile. Mavis had to tell you that. I just didn't realize how fragile. I mean, what do you think happens? Do you think it's just all about fun and games? Like, it's a big ha-ha?
Hello?
Yeah, I gotta go in a couple of minutes because this phone card's going to run out. If you want to save this relationship, if you love me, if you want to be with me, now's the time to say it. I would say it right now.
I want to be with you, baby.
Well, then some things have got to change, and you got to stop threatening me with leaving.
I haven't...
Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
Enter the number you wish to call.
Oh, so it's done. I don't know if she hung up or
it
sounded like the phone ran out of time.
She's got the emotional capacity of a toll booth clerk.
Well, all right.
You killed me.
Like the thought didn't cross everybody's mind.
We wouldn't do it, and you killed my character. Boy, what's next?
But you know, first of all, here's why I had to do it, because I know that list could go on forever. But in reality, we weren't using the character anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm all in at this point because you know I'm going to go all in. So I'm going to stick them with the very real fact that people die over this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for. I'm going to rock their world. That's the reality I'm going to hit them with. Mm-hmm. And you heard what happened. It shook them.
She was like, da, da, da.
Very like, panic.
There were hands being wrung. There's not
enough people in the hut to deal with this.
There were deep-voiced sisters being alarmed and trying
you
to get
you guys heard husband, too, right?
I thought I heard husband.
Okay. Yeah, so did I.
And then she goes, oh, I mean, sister! Oh, sister! Sister with big penis. I mean, sister! Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so overwrought.
Oh, Joey, let it go. A couple of weeks ago,
Joey,
you wanted to tell it yourself.
You had to kill the cat?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.